This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 55, Writing Task 2, Main Ideas, Where to Get Them and Where to Put Them.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we are here to show you how to get the 7 that you need on your next IELTS exam. Subscribe to our show and join Jessica Beck, the Examiner of Excellence, and Lindsay McMahon, the English Adventurer, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In today's episode, you'll find out how to map out your main ideas for writing task 2 and how to inject them into your essay. Is your IELTS exam coming up soon? Are you worried about the speaking test? Well, there are 4 things that the examiner is going to grade you on during the speaking test. Find out what those 4 things are if you go right now to get our free downloadable cheat sheet. Go to allearsenglish.com/evaluation. That's allearsenglish.com/evaluation. See you there.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, Jessica, what's going on? How are you doing today?
I am doing well. And yourself?
Excellent, excellent. Happy to be recording here today at IELTS Energy. The best
Always.
Show on earth.
The best show on earth. Better than the circus. Better
no
than anything in Vegas.
Way more interesting than Vegas.
And cheaper, you know,
because
like,
cheaper.
We're free.
Yeah, free. That's pretty darn cheap.
Couldn't be any cheaper unless we actually gave our listeners money.
Maybe I know,
we have
I know.
A okay.
Love it.
Yeah. So, Lindsay, we have an interesting question about writing today, a very specific question.
We did. We had a listener write in to us, and we always love to hear your questions, guys. So drop me an email at lindsay@allearsenglish.com if you have a question that you want answered on this show. But let's get to this listener's question, Jessica. So this listener wanted to know 2 things, and it has to do with writing, right? We often struggle in the writing test, and this is the question. He wanted to know how to find the main idea, first of all, when it comes to writing that essay, and number 2, how to start to put it into the main paragraphs, how to move that main idea into those main paragraphs of the essay. Woo, big question.
It is, but I love this question because this is something that I get a lot from students, just like, what am I supposed to say? Like, what? I can't think of anything I don't even care about this topic. So,
oh yeah, that's hard. I mean, that can be hard, right? When we have to write about something that we just don't care about.
Yeah, totally. So it's another reason why practicing a variety of questions is good. And as I always say, guys, read the newspaper.
Yeah.
Okay. Like that's where you're going to get ideas from on so many topics. Okay.
Yeah.
So, so the first step in anything you write in your whole life is, to plan, right?
Plan.
To brainstorm.
Yes.
How did you learn to brainstorm, Lindsay?
I don't know. I think that I learned to just sit back and kind of write down everything that came to my mind. The thing that stands out in my mind as being important about brainstorming is not being critical, not letting that inner critic come in and say, oh, no, bad idea, right? We want everything to go on the paper.
Exactly. That is a great point. Yeah, because that's after the question, I don't have any ideas, comes up. Then they're afraid, right? Like, and then they're afraid their ideas are wrong, which...
No.
Yeah. No. No such thing. Guys, if it's connected to the topic, there is no such thing as a wrong idea. And furthermore, IELTS does not grade you on your ideas. Okay.
Yeah.
They grade you on your English. So write down everything. And as over the years, watching thousands of students brainstorming, I see that, you know, their first couple ideas, are usually kind of boring. They're like the same ideas as everyone else, okay? Mm. But when you really force yourself to come up with a third idea, fourth idea, fifth idea, then you really get some interesting perceptions, some interesting takes concepts, on the topic.
Yeah.
Concepts,
angles,
yeah.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. That other students won't necessarily have, and that I said we don't care about your ideas. Okay. But, you know, if the examiner reads 10 of the same essays about yeah. the same ideas, your essay will stand out if it's
right.
different.
Right. You yeah. don't want to make the examiner roll their eyes, right? Oh, another essay about the common topic, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So.
Also, I would imagine that if our listeners are able to go with an interesting and unique angle, they would be smiling while writing the essay, and that might reduce some anxiety. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Totally. That I can say personally, that is exactly what happens. If I'm writing, you know, I don't anything that I'm writing.
Yeah.
If it's a textbook or a model essay for a course or for students yeah. or whatever. If I'm interested in what I'm writing, I am definitely enjoying myself more. And
absolutely.
Especially if it's like a funny personal thing or a funny example or something,
totally.
Then yeah. kind of smile and it's a lot better.
I like that. I like that. The speaking test on the IELTS is where you know that you're going to get nervous. But imagine if you knew exactly what the examiner is looking for on the speaking test. Well, you can find out today to prepare in a smart way. Go to allearsenglish.com/evaluation. That's allearsenglish.com/evaluation. And we'll tell you exactly what the examiner wants on the IELTS speaking test.
So, yeah. So when you brainstorm, guys, this is, of course, more about writing task two. Okay. Because this person's talking about main ideas. So this is writing task two. Luckily, the essay is short. It's only 250 words. Mm-hmm. You only need 4 paragraphs. That means 2 body paragraphs, which most IELTS questions, that is very easy. It's just one topic, agreeing and disagreeing. So when you plan on your test question paper, just draw 2 columns, right? Put agree at the top, disagree at the top of the other column, and then just write down everything you think of.
Okay, so we're just really brainstorming in columns. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so at least it's organized a little bit. Don't make it too complicated by trying to think of a more specific main idea, which I think a lot of teachers encourage you to do. In fact, you don't need to do that for IELTS, okay? It's enough just to have the topic be many people agree with this for the following reasons. Like that is fine. You could still get a 7 with that topic sentence.
Okay. So it's okay to have a broad topic sentence and general yeah. topic, but then when we have our kind of build out the paragraphs, we get a little more specific, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So, first you brainstorm, right? So you spend, let's say, 5 minutes brainstorming, write down everything you think of. And then you go back and circle the, you know, 1 or 2 or 3 most amazing ideas, mm-hmm. maybe the most specific or the most interesting ideas. And then you're ready to write. Okay. So introduction, you write that. We could talk about that in another episode, but the body paragraph, the first sentence must be a topic sentence. It has the main idea, the general overall idea of the paragraph. So in most cases, it's something like, many people agree with, global warming. No, many people, support the view that everyone should recycle or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so it's a simple sentence, just has your main idea. So the examiner knows, okay, this paragraph is all about reasons for or reasons of agreement.
Okay.
And then after that, you have your complicated sentences, your very specific examples and details. That's where you get the good grammar, the amazing vocabulary, you know, that's where you fit that in. But that topic sentence, keep it short and simple.
Okay, good. So it sounds like when it comes to the writing test, this really is something where we need to dig in, right? We need to spend our time learning a system, getting into the practice exercises, and really just working on this skill because it doesn't come naturally for a lot of people.
No. And like we've talked about before, the organization of this, you know, Western four paragraph academic essay idea is not the same in every culture. So for sure, you need to find that qualified IELTS professional who is going to teach you not only the structure, like I'm talking about, the topic sentence, you know, has the main idea, the examples, that stuff. That's not enough. You need to see examples of good brainstorms. You need guidance about how to organize those ideas, what linking words you should use, you know, how to have more complicated grammar. That's really something that you can only get from a more complete course.
Right. Yeah. So the point is, be intentional about your preparation. And this has been a really good nugget of wisdom here today, Jessica. Is there anything else you want to add to this idea?
I would just encourage our students to not only practice writing academic essays, but practice writing on a variety of topics. A really good way to prepare, so you're not worried about not having ideas, is to journal every day.
Ooh, you know? I like that. Yeah. Like,
close your eyes, point to something in the newspaper, and no matter what topic your finger lands on, take 10 minutes to write about it.
Oh, very cool idea. I like that. And it's fun. Journaling can be really fun, right? You're thinking about what your own kind of reaction to the topic and really just getting busy with that pen or pencil. There you go.
Get busy with the pen. Yeah. But it's true. Like, one of the things, I might have mentioned this before, I'm not sure, but something that stuck with me from studying my master's, and I don't remember what class it was, but there was a quote that said, writing is the greatest form of self-discovery. Mm. And for me, that's really true. So nice. I think for our listeners, that will be too. Yeah.
I like it. So go ahead, guys. Go ahead and just start journaling and start getting really intentional about your preparation. I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, Jessica, for hanging out.
My pleasure. Have a good day, Lindsay.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.